with eggs, toast, and hot sports opinions baked fresh daily. Dunham and Miller, tomorrow morning at 5:30 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
All right, we are wrapping up for today. Big Dick Hunter, standing by.
Hey there, Hardline.
With lots of time to kill tonight.
That's all right, because I got lots of stuff to talk about. Was there any concern with you watching those female goalies out there? Because playing in I-League, I've played against some really good female goalies. I mean, is there a chance that we could have like a 0-0 tie at the end of regulation?
That's what we're hoping for.
See, I'm a fan of the defensive game myself. I wouldn't mind seeing that. But I know a lot of times these modern-day sports fans, they enjoy the offensive juggernauts.
Would we go into a shootout?
It's never come to that. I don't know how that is.
Until about 3 in the morning.
I have no idea how that works.
But a beating.
Well, I think the only chance Team Hardline has is to keep the score down.
You think maybe it would go to like 1:45 in the morning and finally both teams would just shave their heads and leave?
No,
just
no.
Call it a tie?
No. There will be a winner.
All right. Well, I'll be there to see. I got to do the post-game show, so I guess that'd mean we'd be on from like 2 to 3 in the morning.
What's the date of that game?
March 29th.
It's a good date.
It's a good date. It's a wonderful date. The Monday after we get back from Ranger spring training.
I will also tell you this, Hardline. The announcement coming out of Dallas Desperados camp is all of a sudden made for a very interesting show on the P1 WAC this Tuesday.
Why is that?
Well, because normally that's where the one-hour Dallas Desperados Coach Joe extravaganza would have been held.
Mm-hmm.
And this year...
And now it's the Willie McClay show.
Well, I don't know. But this year I was going to do that show with Coach Joe and claim a case of sudden expertism on arena football like you've never seen. And now I wonder if I'm going to be doing it with Willie McClay.
Oh, that's right. You were supposed to do that.
We'll see.
Probably. I'm sure you're going to have to do it with him. That's a good guy. You'll like him.
Good. I will be up to speed on the entire history of the Arena Football League by Sunday.
And start with the great Ben Bennett.
Oh, yes, our general manager.
No, that's Ben.
No. Oh, boy, I'm failing already.
Right.
Also at 8:30
that's
tonight.
Okay. He doesn't know you either.
Also at 8:30 tonight, the legendary Bert Sugar is going to join us because we're going to be broadcasting live from Gillies at the Golden Gloves tonight.
Oh, this is your big night for that, huh?
That's right. Gillies, right. Lamar, and I-30. Man, I love boxing. I can't wait for this. I went last night after the show, and they've got to set up like 30 feet from the ring.
Now, when you go out on remotes, do you take the P1s with you out there?
You bet I do. There'll be about 6 of them tonight.
So the P1s, they go out on road shows also.
Yep.
They go to Vegas to whorehouses with him.
Right.
Surely they're going to go to a boxing match 10 minutes down the road.
they come with us everywhere we go. Absolutely, they do. And they'll be with us tonight.
So do you hate the P1s yet?
Me? No. Yeah. I wouldn't have a career if it wasn't. But listen, I may actually draw a paycheck from this station the last few years, but I'm a P1 first. And I've been a P1 much longer than I've been a ticket employee. So I consider myself a P1 first and a Susquehanna employee second.
Would you like to hear my story of heroism from last night?
Yeah.
You're on the smack again?
Not heroin. Heroism.
Oh, you saved somebody's life?
Well, my mother-in-law called, and my wife's talking to her, and I hear my wife go, "What? What? And so I go, "What's the deal?" And so my wife puts the phone down, and she goes, "Well, my mom, neighbors found a dog, and they put it in her mom's backyard thinking it was our dogs, because sometimes her mom takes care of our dogs. It was a little beagle. And so, you know, last night it was pouring rain, yeah. And it was cold. And her mom's like, "We don't know what to do with this. We just have it in the backyard." And I was like, "Oh, God." She's like, "We'll just, you know, deal with it tomorrow." They were going out of town today, and so they didn't have time to deal with it. So I was like, "You know what? I'll go over there and get it and take it back to my house, clean it up, give it somewhere to sleep, and then I'll deal with it." So I go over there, and that poor little puppy dog is soaked and wet, shaking.
Oh.
It was so sad. It was a little beagle, and it was just, those beagles have the most distinct barks, and it was absolutely pathetic the way she was barking. Well, I finally got her in my truck, and by the time I got her in there, she crawled in my lap, just, I mean, shivering. She was so cold and shaking. And took her back home. I was going to let her sleep in the garage, put my dog's old bed out there and let her sleep in that, but I didn't have the heart to do that. So that dog ends up sleeping with me in the guest bedroom. And, I mean, like, cuddled up or right up against my neck the entire night. And she had a collar on, but she didn't have a tag, like, where she lived or anything. She just had a vet's name and number. And I called the vet last night late, and the home number was on his answering machine at work. Called him at home. He was like, well, you just need to show up tomorrow at 8 a.m., and we'll see if we have her tags. And my dogs did not like
an intruder.
No.
Well, why were you having to sleep in the guest bedroom?
That happens all the time.
That sounds like a more interesting story.
No, because our other dog sleeps with us normally. One of our other dogs does. And so that wasn't going to happen where both those little dogs were going to sleep in our bed with us. So I took the guest bedroom, slept with the newcomer. My wife slept with our oldest dog, and our other dog slept in the kitchen where she normally sleeps.
Well, how'd you have sex?
Richard, I don't have sex every day, okay? Sometimes things overrule sex. Like, I'm sure if there's an emergency situation in your household. By the way, how do you have sex when it's that time of the month?
Yikes. Hey, that's a fair question for him.
He is a daily sex guy.
Well, am I going to get in trouble for explaining this, or are we off that thing where we had to be the PTL network for a week?
Is that you make her do that?
No. Let's table this until later, okay?
All right.
You make her do things to you, don't you?
Let's table this until later, Cobra.
You are disgusting.
All right, 2-minute drill time right now. This is brought to you by who?
You ever finished the story?
Anyway,
about the
Freitas collision repair.
Long story short.
Oh yeah, we didn't hear the end of the story.
I shot the dog, so you missed.
Oh, like Jason Williams.
Yeah. No, so took her in this morning to the vet, and sure enough, she had a home right there in the Lake Highlands area, and her owner came and snagged her, and she's all better.
So very good of the vet. The vet said, yes, we know this dog.
Yes, they
knew
the dog.
Very good of you, Cobra.
I was very happy. It's a very good night.
That's a good thing you did.
Snake.
Thank you.
All right, DeFreitas Collision Repair is lining up to follow up that story by bringing you the 2-minute drill. Here's how this works. You get 30 seconds, or until we determine that your story has become tiresome, whichever happens first. Start whatever you have to say with the words,
Coach Joe!
Be ready to go when we come to you. Turn your radio down, don't ask us how we are, and expect nothing from us by way of response or reply. Adhere to these 6 simple edicts, and this can go wherever you like. We ready? You're on the 2-minute drill. Go.
Coach Joe! Even baldy goalies know the best friend of man is not a well-trained dog. It's a well-groomed cat.
You're on the 2-minute drill. Go.
Coach Joe. Hey, this is Mr. Jones and Mr. in Lake Highlands. Corby, what'd you do to this poor dog?
You're on the 2-minute drill. Go.
Coach Joe. Did I hear that Bob Knight made the Tech Chancellor toss his salad?
You're on the 2-minute drill. Go.
Coach Joe is going to be singing Rocket, Rocket, I'm a rocket star.
You're on the 2-minute drill. Go.
Coach Joe. Stay tuned to Greco's new drop. Get the gear off, bitch.
You're on the 2-minute drill. Go.
Coach Joe.
You're on the 2-minute drill. Go.
Coach Joe. The Rebads and Killbilly rules.
You're on the 2-minute drill. Go.
Coach Joe. Corby, what's in your mom and dad's?
You're on the 2-minute drill. Go.
Coach Joe. I can't wait till you guys auction off the ownership of Team Hardline because I'm going to win with a bid of 50 cents.
You're on the 2-minute drill. You got the last word. Go.
I just want to say.
Well, I hope this doesn't come as a shock to anyone, but we're done. Thanks to George out here twisting and tweaking. Back at the mothership, thanks to Danny Paul, Psycho Dave, Kevin Scott, Ty Walker, Barb Smith, and Rick Honeycutt at the barbecue pit. Thank you guys on the phones for allowing us to invade your personal space, and thanks to Doug Armstrong of the Stars for popping on here with us. Now, stay tuned. Coming up next, we have the top 10, followed by Big Dick's P1 Wild Ass Circus. We're back tomorrow at 3 with another edition of The Hardline, live from
Duke's Original Roadhouse in Addison. Till then, you guys stay hard, keep jamming, and we'll see you.
This is The Ticket.